The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Mickey, first of all, I don't know if many people have said to you, but I want to personally say thank you for the season.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I've certainly felt the love from our fans, absolutely. You know, being in and around finals weekend this weekend and the messages that people have reached out and sent me on social media, and, you know, some really lovely people have sent me some lovely cards that have said some amazing things in it. So, yeah, I really, really do appreciate it more than anyone will know and understand. And it means a lot to me to know that I've got the backing and the value of our fans, you know, even after coming away this weekend without a medal.
We're speaking 48 hours after the playoff, third v fourth. Have you managed to watch a little bit of it back?
Yeah, I mean, I did my usual analysis. I think you have to stay consistent all the way to the very end regardless. So, yeah, I've watched the game back. I've digested it. I've done stats, you know, I've done errors, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, like, I think, you know, it is what it is. You know, we obviously hoped for more and we hoped that our season would have ended differently, but it just wasn't to be this year. And, you know, we always knew it was going to be a really hard task given the squad change that we faced sort of five rounds to go. So, yeah, look, I'm when the dust has settled and it's probably a little bit more time, the 48 hours have passed, I really hope that the overall feeling that everyone's left this season with is pride. You know, we should be really proud of the work that we've done to rise this franchise to where it is now. And this is just the start. This really is just the start.
You mentioned obviously being back stronger next year. That has got to be embedded in every single one of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's hard because we roll straight into what is a recruitment window into next season. But yeah, I think that the overall emotion has to be, you know, this year was really positive, but what's done is done. And, you know, it kind of now will dissipate into in existence, because all it is about all systems go into next year and how we as a franchise, you know, find the extra 5% that we feel we need to take us from, you know, a semi-final, hopefully into a grand final. You know, the upward trajectory doesn't stop now just because, you know, we achieved a top four finals position. You know, the ball always moves forward and the status quo always changes. So next year it is absolutely all systems go on the mindset of how can we be better? You know, how can we find that added edge? How can we be a little bit more mentally robust, because we know what to expect around that finals weekend now and we've felt that emotion. And yeah, how can we all individually improve an extra 1%? Because that's absolutely going to count toward the back end of next season.
And realistically, we can't take much away from Thunder's game on that playoff as such, can we? And just a word on their performance in that match.
Yeah, look, I think any one of the top four teams this year have been really classy, which is why the top four has stayed the top four since round one. So I think we always knew whichever way round it was going to end up and whoever we had to play, it was always going to be a really tough ask. We knew that really early on. And of course, it was going to be a really tough ask given our squad change. So, you know, I think we did absolutely everything we could. For half of the semi-final and half of that third and fourth playoff, we was absolutely right where we wanted to be. So that tells me tactically we was in a good place and we prepared well. It was just really hard to sustain that for 60 minutes against some really classy opponents. So, look, I said it post-game, you know, I am a head coach, so I wholeheartedly understand, you know, more than most, the weight that we all carry as head coaches and the pressure of which we have to try and ride through how we get answers. So I have nothing but the utmost respect for Greggy and for Vic and for Sam and any other the head coaches in our league, because it really is not easy to try and navigate all of the. It's so hard to navigate the trials and tribulations that we all go through. And that's kind of results aside. It kind of doesn't matter where you finish on the table. You know, I can absolutely assure, you know, anyone that needs to hear it, that all of us go through absolute mental torture for the entirety of the season. So, I got nothing but respect. Greggy's a good friend of mine. You know, we get on massively away from the court. So that was almost a bittersweet moment. And such is the fine margins at the top. Someone's always going to miss out. This year it had to be us. And that was just the way that the cookie crumbled.
At the end of the game, there was post-match interviews, though. You obviously full of emotion as such, of course, depending on how the game's gone. So I suppose, how tricky are those kind of, what do you think of the game, in like 30-second responses?
Yeah, it's really hard to compose yourself to sort of try and control your emotion. And, you know, but that's the same all season long, you know. And I think for me and the likes of Joe Tripp now, that's probably exacerbated a little bit by the nature of our roles being player coaches. You know, we've been in the heat of the battle for 60 minutes, and now you have to come off and immediately compose yourself and answer things in the right way and in the right tone and be really considered about what you say. So yeah, that's always a challenge, but you know, look, the good far way outweighs the bad in this job role, and we are incredibly blessed and lucky to get to wear, you know, the hats that we do. And certainly for me, being the only director of netball and head coach and player, you know, I'm so lucky and blessed to get to do what I do. But yeah, it is really difficult. I think, you know, certainly at the end of a semi-final loss or a medal match, it was sort of a new thing trying to compose your emotion to that extent. I'm not certain I did it very well, but I tried to articulate myself in the best possible way.
The good thing is, one last throw of the dice, as Fast Five's back, and you were there as part of that initial launch all those years ago with Barry. So I don't know about you, but I've really missed it.
Yeah, you know, Fast Five is such an exciting day within our calendar. And, it, you know, it's great team camaraderie, great energy. Everybody gets up and about for playing at Fast Five. You know, it's such a fast-paced, high-octane, exciting brand of netball. And I think, yeah, everyone that plays the game or has coached the game has missed it over the last year. So we'll be really, really welcome to bring that back. And of course, you know, there are some players that are new in the last couple of years that have never played in a Fast Five. So they have no idea what to expect. So yeah, it's sure to be a really exciting day. It is a very strange dynamic, I'll be honest, with not being able to decompress after the season's finished. You know, we're back in training tonight, and that's really strange. So yeah, I'm certain this week is gonna, you know, it's almost like an extension of the season, one last hurrah to you know, sign things off, hopefully on a really, really happy and jovial note, with a really exciting brand of netball that we can hopefully showcase in a different light to our traditional seven-a-side game.
Well, at least we can be assured that you've got that whole golden buzzer rule sorted out.
Don't worry, I've been practicing.
All right, good stuff. Finally, just the Netball World Cup next. In an emotional state, I would say, after the game on weekend, you suggested Jamaica. Is that still a belief? 48 hours later?
No, I really do think, you know, I think they had a taste of it last major championships in the Commonwealth Games. And I think certainly their ends that we can see in the respective leagues around the world are really, really standing up this year. So I still think Jamaica are going to be absolutely deadly. And I, you know, they're definitely going to be in a grand final, I reckon. So, you know, anything in a grand final can happen. And they were really close last year. And I think they'll be really buoyed by missing out just. And, you know, I think the New Zealand team is cemented, and that's great. They'll always be really strong. England team is cemented, and that's great. You know, England will absolutely be galvanised over the last couple of years with results. They'll want to go to this World Cup and do a really great job. And of course, we know they've got quality within that lineup as well. But, you know, I think the Aussies, who are usually incredibly strong, you know, we've seen today with the recent events being announced on social media, you know, at the minute, Australia netball seems to be in a bit of a difficult headspace. So there's a lot going on that side of the water. And I really don't envy any of the players that are, you know, emotionally caught up in the middle of that, as well as still trying to compete in an SSN season. You know, it's a bit like us and the selection for the England Roses that came out on the eve of round 18 getting underway or whatever it was. You know, I think we can't say enough how difficult it is for the athletes to be in that headspace. You know, I take my hat off to them. I really do, because, you know, good news, bad news, or anything else in between, it's really difficult to control those emotions. So I don't envy any of the players in Australian netball currently.
Clara, the season is open for Storm. More information online. After 110 appearances, I think you might be able to guess where my vote's going.
I appreciate it.
But then again, I mean, just a word in general on the whole squad. Every single one of them has had areas over the course of the season where you've been able to highlight and really treasure.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think that's one of the major improvements that we made over the course of last year's signing window into now, is that we have a team full of winners at heart, and they all really do want to push each other in training environments to make each other better. And I think that's something we've really reaped the benefits of. And at different stages throughout the season, you know, all of our athletes at different times have really had to stand up and be counted. So I'm really proud of them for that. They should be really proud of themselves and each other for that. So I think, you know, hopefully, as I say, we can go into this year's off season, coming into pre-season next year, with what added edge do we need to try and wrap around our current squad in terms of trying to find, you know, the extra 5% to get us from a top four finish to hopefully into a grand final.
Probably don't expect you to tell me, but do you expect there to be much change to the squad?
Look, the window literally opened a day ago. So, you know, there's lots of moving pieces, and the jigsaw of signing window is always a headache that every single head coach doesn't look forward to every year. So I think throughout my tenure, the whole time that I've been at Storm, I think it's been pretty obvious that we like to keep the main bulk of our squad the same. You know, I think that's really a critical key part to our success, is that our spine of the team remains, and we can just look to build on that year on year. So hopefully this year will be no different. And obviously this year we've done a really great job. So I don't have any desire to all of a sudden start chopping and changing with mass personnel within our squad. So, you know, we'll see how that unravels in the next few weeks/couple of months. And I really hope that we can put in a lot of groundwork together as a franchise in the next couple of months to hopefully, as I say, find an extra 5% that's going to take us into that grand final game that we want to be a part of next year.
Brilliant. Mickey, thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.